Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Guten Morgen! Welcome to the KNC Masterpiece. Ich bin Kevin, du bist Corey Majors. Zurück im Studio, Alec Medford. Wundervoll!
What the hell is that? What are you doing right now, dude?
What do you mean? I was introducing the show like normal.
You did not sound normal at all. You sounded like you were taking me to a jolly place of chocolate somewhere.
Like, man, one thing I like about Germany is the words that are pretty much the same as our words, like super.
Okay, super is a good word.
And I was
That's
like,
what
oh,
we can get with.
Okay, I can figure that out really quickly. Guys, seriously, I am so glad to be back. That will hopefully be my lone attempt at German. Who knows?
I am curious, whenever you landed back in America, did you do what Katy Perry did and get down and kiss the ground and everything, and everybody was standing around you going, get up, you dummy?
No, because when you do the international flight, you're like all the way at the top of the airport and you have to walk back and forth through, like, you've seen that,
yes,
right? Especially if you're at if you're in the D terminal, which, what's
mm-hmm,
up?
Mm-hmm.
See, I didn't change. You see those people all the way at the top. You have to walk like 8,000 miles just to get to customs.
From the 682 was that Flula, and then from the 469, did Kevin just say it's great to be back from rehab in
Germany?
No! Kevin, we are glad that you're back. And clean, it appears. And that's what really matters to us the most.
Okay, first of all, I wasn't in rehab. Secondly, this feels far too early to make that determination that I'm officially clean. Like, that's just...
Yeah, it was a short stint.
And for the people asking about Flula, shout out to one of my assistant coaches. We called them team buddies there.
Okay.
David or David. Mm. He very much reminded me of Flula, both with the pattern and the way he liked to joke and everything like that. I think you guys would have got a kick out of it. What I did not get a kick out of was yesterday's baseball. What happened, Corey? I thought we were going to win, and we were going to come back, and it was going to be great, and then all of a sudden, we didn't.
I thought Jack Leiter had a good outing.
Yeah.
I would like to see a little more efficiency. Maybe we need to send him to Germany for an offseason. Have him
the
learn
Germans
efficiency.
Do love their efficiency.
Precision and efficiency is what they're all about.
Can I ask a quick question? At 10:20, do we want more tales from Germany, including me defiantly saying, that's fine, give him four outs. Everybody gets four outs.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Look! I had to reset myself after one day of the competition.
Then this will be the 10:20 segment, okay, as we've had to adjust our schedule today. What is the thing that makes you most competitive? What is the thing that gets you super competitive about something? And for Kevin, it's just natural. All right, that's just part of his life.
One of those kids said something to me too, and I was like, all right,
fine. I'll show you how.
Yeah,
it is.
Absolutely.
But Leiter, 91 pitches in 5 innings. I'd love another inning from him.
Okay,
so just reduce that a little bit. But man, he was sharp on a number of things last night.
And I think that you just hit it. And you've seen his ERA, I believe, go down about 3/4 of a point. or of a run, excuse me, over the last month and a half or so. But to your point, 91 pitches, you got to think like 15 pitches per inning. It's not a perfect scenario,
yeah.
But if you can do that and you could have gotten one, you could have gotten one inning further. Although, man, how crazy were both the sixth and seventh innings in terms of the way they started and how they ended, whether it was Cole Wynn giving up essentially a, giving up a leadoff double and then strikeout. And then I saw Sean's interpretation of it on Twitter, Robert Garcia trying a no-look Kobe pass. That, like, that was seriously, I know a lot of people want to ask Bruce Bochy questions about Robert Garcia's effectiveness today, and I understand all of that. But another thing I've always been curious about, Robert Garcia, he's been through this. He's a veteran. But do you still have to talk to him when he comes back to the dugout and be like, dude, you have to hold on to that ball. Like, you can't make that throw.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that this team prides themselves on, not just in the field, but also on the mound, is their defense plays.
And it's been really good this year.
You know, there have been moments where Kamar Rocker didn't feel the position, and he got lambasted, right? Like, everybody was on him about it. And then he's out there playing the position better defensively. I got to get that work in. I have to. These are the things we discussed very early in the year, Kevin. We were discussing, look, Rocker's here, but he has a lot of baseball to learn still, because I learned this last week from Mike. Did you know that he was limited to like three innings a game in high school?
And, really? And
yeah, so his experience, Mike told us this last week, his experience in the game of baseball, even in college, was limited because he didn't go that much. So the experience, the process for him, he's still learning the game. He just has all this natural talent. But yeah, they pride themselves on their ability to play great defense. A couple weeks ago, Fred was like, I am perfectly fine, and this was as we were coming down to the trade deadline, I'm perfectly fine with Robert Garcia being my closer. And then the next two outings were terrible for Robert Garcia. So obviously we blame Fred. And, I mean, that's the natural progression of things.
I feel like he would accept
that. He took the blame. He absolutely took the blame for it, and he did a wonderful job. But, that's where I think that Bochy – then I believe Fred also asked last week, hey, what about Curvelo for closer spot? And Boch kind of sounded a little surprised, like, you know what? I hadn't thought about that yet. He's got this stuff. They're still trying to figure out exactly the order of what that bullpen is going to be. But
sure.
Ultimately, Kevin, it still comes down to two runs is not enough against the Diamondbacks, who even Jeff Banister told us yesterday, look, we've been a very good scoring team. We just had some other struggles.
Now, I want to get back to that in just a second. How much does it break your heart or break your baseball soul even, because you were just talking about Curvelo, when you hear first home run given up of the season?
Yeah,
like,
I don't like that.
Obviously, that means you've had an incredible season,
yeah.
But it just sucks at the timing of it.
Dude, now, it was like a couple days ago with Eovaldi.
Yes.
You were just surprised by the amount of home runs that, like, you were like, what is happening right now? And that's when you felt like everything was falling apart. Then they come back and score enough runs to win.
But what I know, you're right about the offense. I'm going to get to that in just 1 second. But what I'm guessing people, I mean, they've been hot on this for a while, Robert Garcia. So I decided to take like a look at maybe the time that I was gone, because I missed several things, and I had a whole bunch of stuff recorded on the DVR. That's right, because I still have linear cable. And one of the things that you saw with Robert Garcia is, like, just isolate his August. Because before that, you felt like he was rocking and rolling.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the month of July.
Very confident. I mean, we talk about, I think he'd given up a run in all of July.
Yes, I believe that is correct.
And there were multiple months that he was not giving up much at all. And then July just looked like he was on fire. And then August, he kind of comes back down to earth. And you're kind of asking why. And then after a couple bad games, Bochy's like, all right, we got him back. He's back on track.
Yeah.
You know, and then last night.
So, and like, I think it goes, and it definitely goes beyond that, because he's only had six appearances in August. But what I wanted to do is, like, break it down by what were the stakes.
Gotcha.
All right. So he pitched really well in last Friday's game against Philly, but you were losing by 16,000 runs. So that wasn't a high stakes appearance. All five of his other appearances were high stakes appearances. All right. You go back to the Philly game from this past Sunday. Hey, kept it where it needed to be, all right? So thumbs up. Good job for that. But the other four appearances, you give up runs in all of those, and three of them result in a blown save. So if you're just looking at, like, this month, like, for as much as we were hyped about July and giving up the run, is you've had six appearances in August. Five of them have been in clutch situations, and four out of those five, you've given up a run, and three out of those four, you've blown the save. So, like, it has been a catastrophic run for him. And so I know at some point any manager is going to be like, well, you have to pitch somebody. But it feels like Robert Garcia in particular at this moment is pretty low on my list.
Yeah, and you here's the thing that you know about Boach. And this go I got to explain this to Fred the other day. We got that experience with Bannister a long time ago of planting seeds with veterans. Continuing to have faith in them until I don't even know when, right? Like, it almost seemed like it's taken too long. Boach isn't going to step away. He's not going to be not behind these guys. He's going to give them opportunities. Is he going to give them opportunities in all of these high leverage situations? Probably not. Just like Adolis, as he's continued to not be great, he's moved further and further down.
Right.
Boach is that kind of manager who will, he's like, I'll continue to tinker with this thing to find the hot hand. And once I find the hot hand, I'll ride that thing until a championship is there. And that's what, I mean, that's the history of Boachy in every stop that he's been in and on our World Series run as well. So he's going to do the same thing. He'll get those opportunities to get his confidence and faith back in him, probably in lower stress situations, until he goes, you know what, I'm going to need to depend on you because I've seen you do it before. And you know you want it, and you know you want to prove it. And, Kevin, whenever you have a motivated person that wants to prove something to somebody they care about, something to their team, I think that's whenever you get the best out of them.
Now, you brought up the other thing is, like, it doesn't feel like we should be talking about Robert Garcia this morning because, once again, the offense was meh. Look, Bruce Bochy was heated last night. And I know you've heard him. We've heard him get mad plenty of times. But last night when he was like, hey, let's swing the damn bats. And he goes, this was one of our worst games of the season. And you look back at it outside of Monday night, which I did get to catch the tail end of that live.
That was fun, wasn't it?
It really was. Out for a game that for a good chunk of that night, until Wyatt, I feel like, you're like, ugh.
Oh, no, yeah.
Shock
that,
up another
that,
one.
That, Kevin, I literally turned the TV off and left to go do something else. I was like, here we go. If Ivaldi's not going to be good, we're screwed. And I was like, I'm done. And then everybody, I tweeted out, well, it was a good run. And then everybody was messaging me back, hey, hold on a damn second.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. And then I came back in for the burger moment. So that was awesome.
And see, look outside of that game. How has it gone the last week?
Oh,
all right.
It's been rough.
Exactly. So let's go all the way back. And this is putting aside whether you won or lost, because I know a few of these games, obviously, you won, including that first game against the Yankees. But if you go back a week to that Tuesday, here are the runs that you've scored. 2-2, 1-2, 2, and then 2 last night. Now, obviously, we're skipping over the comeback win, which we all, hey, good job. Thank you, Wyatt Langford, for getting it done. Thank you, Rowdy Tellez, for getting it done. Like, I appreciate all of that. But even in that game you won against the Yankees, your offense has absolutely gone back to what we've all been used to most of the year. And that's a bunch of crap. Let's try that again. I was going to say, that's a bunch of missed opportunities with runners in scoring position.
Okay,
gotcha. I almost said what I said to my TV. Mm-hmm. I'm telling everybody in their Metroplex, whether they're listening right here on 105.3 The Fan, where all your games are free, or watching it on TV, there have been, every fan, I bet, has been like, what a crap at bat in a runner in scoring position situation. And that's not fair, and I don't want to get called out for knocking over the tee, and that's why I didn't make my T-ball team. But, like, there have been a bunch of missed opportunities, and that's disappointing.
Okay, Kevin, I do want to go to that real quick because I wanted to check in. I wanted to check on a number regarding that last night. MLB teams with the most runners left on base.
I feel like we have to be top five.
Eighth fewest.
Really?
Eighth fewest. Now, hold on.
Oh.
Eighth fewest runners left on base, and that is, and it, the number is 6 point, like it's average 6 point something a game, something like that. The most is 7 something, like 7-8 or something like that. It's Toronto. Do you know why? We don't get a lot of runners on base.
Yeah.
We're like 25th in hits this year. Okay.
Okay.
And so when you don't have a lot of runners on base, it feels like we leave a lot of runners on base. But it's those other teams that are actually getting more runners on base because and scoring more runs and being more productive, they leave more on because they get more hitters on. And that's a very frustrating thing when you're looking at those numbers because you're like, okay, so we're not that bad at this, actually. And then you're like, oh, we're just not getting people in position, like even on base to do this. So it is frustrating. That's why Boach is like, let's swing the damn bats. Let's get some hits. Let's get some guys on. We got to just find that confidence and that groove again, man, because they don't look like it right now. And maybe it is the moments aren't big enough. The adrenaline isn't there for them. I don't know, but they look flat, and they got to stop that.
Well, I will go ahead and give them a friendly reminder to look at the standings. You're three quarters of the way through the season, and you ain't there.
Yep.
All right, so it's time to dial up the adrenaline, or you can have the best damn pretend at bat when you're not in the playoffs against whoever you want. Somebody brought up from the 972, a lot of this coincided with Evan Carter going back on the injured list. I would be willing to wager, perhaps one way or another, you will hear some news about that. Today.
Yeah, I would bet you do as well. I will also add, Bobby's been very like, I was right, guys. We needed to add a bat, not any pitchers at the trade deadline. See, I'm right. And I love whenever we're right about something.
Sure.
This is tough because you add an Evan Carter to it, and everybody goes back to being good and patient at the plate and finding their pitch and shrinking the strike zone. Then that's what you needed. Instead of adding somebody, one hitter that could hit only maybe one home run every three games, you got a whole team now really refocus. That's something that's missing, man, and hopefully it is the Evan Carter effect.
And look, I will certainly agree. I think it is hard to argue against Bobby's point of you should have added a bat. Look, we built for a pitching staff that can be terribly scary in the postseason.
Yes.
There's just that annoying part of...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can we
you
hit?
Have to get Can to we the postseason
yeah.
first.
Yes, exactly. And I will say, and I know this for a fact, there's nobody out there that can say the Rangers didn't try to add a bat. Sometimes
I agree.
Just doesn't work out for you.
Absolutely. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live at Globe Life Field. By the way, I've seen a couple of people text this in. So I want to know, like, give me your, I guess a couple days late for me, thoughts on the Cowboys preseason game. Because I have been tagged in multiple conversations that I'm like, what the hell? Plus, did I go too far in Germany?
Probably.
Next, right here in the Fan.
The kick and the pinch. And that one is hit high and deep out into left field, and it will not come back. Second deck home run for Ketel Marte. It is his 22nd of the season, and the Diamondbacks enjoy their first lead tonight, 3-2.
Really thought he hit it too high for it to be a home
what does
run.
That even mean?
We're the KNC Masterpiece live at Globe Life Field. A couple things real quick, and then, man, you guys have lots of feedback that I should just move on from the Cowboys preseason game.
Oh, yeah.
But thank you guys very, very much from the 682. I love how y'all do that Rhino Shield commercial, and I just wanted to say that.
Thank you.
And then these are my new levels of compliment that I appreciate from the 469. Having Kevin back is like putting on a fresh diaper.
Nice.
It feels so good, man.
Yeah.
And then this is the one that I really appreciate.
Do you remember what it felt like to wear a diaper?
No.
Okay.
But we still do that with Noah, so.
Yeah, I don't remember that feeling, but I'm guessing fresh one feels better.
You know what I think it is? It's like when you put on your new clothes after a shower and maybe you were like mowing the lawn or something like that, and you just kind of feel
nice.
Yeah. From the 682, maybe I'm just high and easily entertained, but I love you guys.
Hey.
That's the level of compliment
Hopefully
I'm
both.
Shooting for.
Hopefully both, because that's the group that we're shooting for as well, Kevin.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, are there things we need to get over, or do you think I should just not care about the Cowboys preseason game and move on with my life? Because some of the comments I just saw included, oof, pretend like it just didn't happen,
yeah,
and we sucked.
Yeah,
those are actual
It was, yeah, I would just say that it was the first one, and let's go to the second one. Like dead serious, we came in on Monday, and it was, all right, man, so we had Maris Leafau to discuss, and he was good. We had Mozzie Smith was terrible.
Did you like that it seemed like he responded?
Directly to me?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, he knows what he looked like, and they told him on film, and they told him what their expectations are. So I think, and now that you hear him say, look, I didn't do anything, and they're expecting a first-round pick to play a certain way,
sure,
and I'm not right now. And again, it looks like he has no interest, so that's where I am with him. Joe Milton has a lot of work to do to become a good quarterback,
sure,
and so we gotta get there. And so that's where we are, Kevin, with the way the Cowboys first preseason game went. I was a little caught off guard, and we'll talk with Mickey about this. I mean, we talked with Mickey a little bit about it, but he said he got choked up and everything before the first preseason game, and I was like, what's it going to be like when he gets his first game under his belt? Like, he might be a mess out there,
right?
But I'm actually glad he got that out of the way. So there we are with that right now.
Now, I don't know if you want to consider this a moral compass or not. Did I go too far at the Jesus baseball camp?
Okay, can you reestablish? All right. You went on a mission trip.
Yes.
And the mission trip, first off, is to teach about the Lord.
Yes. All right. So I went to Heidenheim, Germany, and we had a baseball camp through this through this group called Synergy, and they do Synergy baseball camps and stuff. And so baseball is not a huge sport in Germany. I kid you not. I went to that castle.
You went to that castle?
Yes.
I'm looking up Heidenheim, Germany, by the way. That's what Kevin was
saying. Sorry. I kid you not. What do you think is the order of sports popularity? Give me like a top five in Germany, because I got a top five and it blew my mind.
I feel like soccer would be high up there.
Okay. And, of course, you do not call it soccer there.
Football.
But it's actually Fußball.
Fußball.
which makes me think of something entirely different.
Uh-huh.
I'll be amazed if you get the second
Swimming.
One. No.
Okay.
Handball.
Handball. That was actually, I was going to say highlight, but handball's definitely in there. Yeah, no, I like that. Okay.
Table tennis or tish tennis.
Hoops. Basketball with Dirk?
I think basketball is probably four or five.
And Maxi Kleba?
Yeah, I don't know if Maxi Kleba moves the needle as much as Dirk did. I didn't ask about that when I was there. But yeah, tennis or table tennis is probably three, with the other one four or five, and then basketball in the mix as well. So like a lot of these kids don't know how to play baseball. And so we were like teaching them baseball, going over a lot of stuff, talking about Jesus. And I get it. Like, we're not going to turn this into a religious podcast. If that's not your thing, like, right on. I can respect that. It is one of the things that me and my family care about a lot. And so we wanted to do what we could to help spread the word.
Well, Kevin, right now, here's the thing. I'm looking at a map of Heidenheim, Germany, and I don't see a single baseball field on this map at all. So I have no clue where you were. You in a just like a random field showing them? And when you said go home, they actually ran home like in Good Morning Vietnam?
So you know what, Corey? You know how sometimes you throw out theories and they're not entirely true, but other times you throw out theories and they're spot on? This is what's happening. The second one is what's happening right now. We went to what we all affectionately called the Garden.
Okay.
Which I was told was maybe a YMCA. I saw no proof of that anywhere. We went to what we affectionately called the Garden, and there was kind of like a big field that sort of got split off into two baseball fields.
I love it.
Look, our baseball field for the older kids looked like the freaking polo grounds.
Okay.
If you wanted to hit into center field,
it's
going to
keep going.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You just keep going.
Here, I found a baseball field, Kevin. Heidenheim, Anderbrins, Heidi Polk.
Yes, the Heidi Kolf.
Yep, there
yes,
you go.
And that actually is represented by the hat that I'm wearing as well. Although somebody pointed out the H could just be for Haglund, and I kind of like
good.
That.
That's smart.
But here's the thing.
Like Mikey B with the Brewers hat.
So our team was, we started off the week, our team was the best team.
Okay.
All right. Monday, Tuesday, rocked along. Wednesday, we had our first loss. Hit a little bit of adversity.
Was this like tournament style?
So
was there...
the first 3 days were just like warm up. And then we hit pool play on Thursday with the championship on Saturday.
Gotcha.
Corey, I did not make the best representation of myself on Thursday.
Oh, no. Did you kick a kid?
No.
All right.
I definitely spiked my little journal at one point. Hey, I said okay. I didn't do a good job.
Dude. Okay, hold on. Real quick. Was there more? Because
there's more, but I was it was not in the field of play.
Okay.
I was off. Like, I was the first base coach, and I was upset about what I determined to be a changing of the rules, and I spiked my journal. And then at one point, and I'm not proud of this, I said, hey, no problem. Give him four outs.
Oh,
everybody,
my gosh.
Everybody gets four
That's
outs.
That's sarcastic Kevin
yes.
right there.
Yes,
I know that
is.
Guy.
Yes, it is.
Oh, man. This isn't good.
I will tell you this. The first thing I told my team after Thursday was, I apologize. I feel like I let them down.
Oh, no.
And it would not happen again.
Obviously,
I did talk
to
several of the kids individually, and they're like, you were just being a regular coach. And there I was like, good.
Yeah, I'm just out here. Hey, so I've gotten the chance to coach against you at least one time.
Yes.
In sports. We coached the wheelchair basketball
yes.
team.
Yes.
You dressed in a full suit and fedora. I had the Mavericks basketball team. You had the Cowboys players.
Right.
And that's why you were wearing the fedora. I had the actual like Mavericks wheelchair
oh,
basketball team, and they were awesome.
We lost so badly. But
at one point, Kevin picked up a basketball and punted it into the stands.
That is not what
and
happened.
And threw his fedora on the ground and then kicked it across and was like, I was like, this is great for me because my team's winning and Kevin is frustrated over there. You're a competitive guy.
I will admit, at one point, the ball was rolling out of bounds and I just directed it back towards one. Look, we were losing like 40-4. All right? We were in no danger.
My team was amazing. I'd coached them very well.
We were in no danger of coming back and winning that game.
I remember asking them at one point, I said, hey, so what do you guys want me to do? And they were like, you can sit right there. We got this. And I was like, awesome. This is going to be great.
So look, I did significantly definitely better Friday and Saturday. Thursday was not my best.
Okay.
I felt like they had changed some of the rules. I felt like there was a little bit of inconsistency. Other people disagreed with me, maybe at one point, including my wife. So I had to get my act together.
Yeah, absolutely. And
lock it up, because that was the main thing that we were there for, is to help out the kids and teach about Jesus and teach about baseball, not win a tournament. But we did get to the tournament finals, of course, and the Mariners, we were the Reds.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. National League team.
The Mariners were a worthy foe.
Did you have an LA Day look?
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Crews out there that you were like, that kid right there is going to be a stud.
Look, I'm going to shout out several of my kids. Tim and Sophia, who actually play on the Heidenheim team, were amazing.
I thought it was just Noah and Brandon, but here we go.
Oh, yeah, the kids on the team. And then we had this one kid, Giannis, with a J, that had never played baseball in his life.
Mm-hmm.
He was probably my third or fourth best player by the end of the week. He was incredible.
And last name Antetokounmpo?
Yeah, I mean.
All right.
The
German version.
The height was different.
Okay.
But, you know, he was 12. but also, I was like, you need to play baseball. And he goes, no, foosball. And I was like, oh, okay, so we have no interest. And then we had this kid, Joshua, behind the plate. He caught 2 foul tips as the catcher, including one in the final. We lost our freaking minds
over
that.
Awesome.
Because, again, the kids are between 11 and 13. And plus, there was a screen up. So the foul went over the screen, and he got it.
Nice.
It was un-freaking believable.
Dude, I'm starting to think maybe we need to be going to Germany to scout. And maybe you should have a couple of those names that you send the Rangers way. Go send them over to CY and get fagged.
So, by the way, Sophia, she's a switch hitter. And
All right.
So we're ready to break some barriers here. Here's my one.
We just had a female umpire.
So
we're doing all right.
Speaking of that, I don't think I'm invited back as a coach.
Okay.
I'm definitely invited back, but the guy, Rolf, who runs the camp.
Rolf.
I swear, his name was Rolf.
Hello, Rolf.
And And so I said, hey, I hope you guys will have me back next year. And this is exactly what he said. And I was like, oh, well, that doesn't feel good. He goes, oh, yeah, we've already got you penciled down as an umpire since you know all the calls. I was like, oh, dang.
Were you, when you, did you happen to do any umpiring while you were there?
Because
we need to work on the strikeout and the punch outs and all that stuff.
Because we had a ton of games.
Okay.
We played like 2 to 3 games a day, but there were multiple times when like the ump at first base had one call and I was like, you got to be kidding me. That's safe all day. And so Rolf, who runs the camp, said, you're welcome. Yeah, exactly. But he was like, here, you be an ump. You know all the calls.
Yeah, you got it all figured out. That's nice.
And so I don't know if that was an entirely a compliment or not. So I loved it. If you guys want to get involved at any level, it was like through Synergy Camps and we went to Heidenheim and this is a yearly tradition. I had so much fun and I learned
good
from my behavior. Hey, bro, dial it down. Because you would have thought it was game 7 against the Astros with those idiots in their NASA outfits.
Hey.
Or excuse me, their,
you know what,
their
Devin,
space suits.
Honestly, that's how all sports should be. If you're competing, you should compete at a high level. As if it's game 7.
See? I like it. From the 4-6-9. Hold on. This just sounds like a baseball version of Alice in Wonderland. Kevin in Germany and it's just him on a bender.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? Actually, here, Corey. I brought what I thought was exclusively a German candy, but then somebody said they might sell it in the States. Nappas.
Look at that.
Okay.
We got some Nappas.
If
look
you want
to.
And we've
some
got
German
John
candy.
Blake. So, yes, I would recommend trying that. I think it's freaking delicious. I brought that just for you. Coming up next, we will talk with John Blake as we are live here at Globe Life Field, getting you ready for Rangers Diamondbacks right here on 105 through the Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. We're live from Globe Life Field. And with us right now, Texas Rangers Hall of Famer and the man who I believe might know everything that has ever happened with the Rangers.
That is true.
It is John Blake. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. It's great to be with you this morning.
We're so glad to see you. Has the last year or so been any less stressful? Because I know you were always moving and shaking and doing all the things, and it seemed like sometimes a little bit of a stressful position.
Yes, I would. Oh, much less stress. Don't I look less stressed?
You look way less stressed.
My blood pressure has gone down considerably.
It's
been a transition, but I enjoy still being around the ball club and coming. You know, like the morning we're out here at 10:30 on a day game, and it's just nice coming to the ballpark, and I come to about half the games.
Okay.
But the hardest thing for me is still sitting in the stands.
I could see that.
Just, I watch a game differently, and just a little story, my sister was here last week with her boyfriend who's a huge Yankee fan.
Okay.
And I can't sit next to it's hard for me to sit next to this guy. So I had to keep getting up.
Do you like him otherwise?
Yes, otherwise he's very nice.
Okay.
But Yankee fans, it's hard.
I get it.
So I'm learning to adjust, but sometimes I just sit up in a little booth and I can still show my passion for the
game.
Sure.
You know, John Blake is one of the most influential people in this organization for many years. And and we've had the pleasure of being able to work with you since we started Nights at the Fan. John, I wanted to say thank you very much for something. Every year after spring training, our boss would send us the email you sent. And it would always have our names specifically. All the other shows, it was like, yeah, they were there. But you would always say, and these guys worked really hard. And I always appreciated the fact that you noticed that we were around trying to make not make a name for ourselves, but also really trying to highlight what the Rangers are and what these guys are doing. So thank you very much for always doing that.
I appreciate that. And even in the year when we had the failed Prince Fielder.
We're going to get to that in just
okay,
a second.
Okay, all right.
That is okay. Let's do it now. You are responsible for one of Kevin's favorite moments in comedic history. All right.
So, John, I hope this makes sense. Is it fair to say that at times your voice inflection does not always change a whole ton? Is that
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So you came up to me when we were outside of the press room in surprise, and you said something to the effect of, when we failed with the Prince Fielder thing, you said, and you said it in like a very serious voice, which is what took it to the next level for me. You go, I understand what you're trying to do. It's hilarious. But you didn't even, and you didn't even chuckle or anything. And I was like, thanks, John. But then you talked about, hey, we're about to start the season. We don't need some sort of nonsensical injury, which totally made sense. But the way you go, it's hilarious. It makes me laugh still to this day.
Well, that's kind of – I'm glad you took it the right way, because I know at the time it was hard. And you know, I still kind of remember.
We had big dreams.
That.
We had big dreams of making
right.
this happen.
And Prince is like, what?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you ever heard then, John, as we were discussing it with Mitch Moreland in the clubhouse one day, he was like, oh, that sounds fun. Adrian Beltre walks by, and we had parked in his parking spot, I guess. And he was like, all right, I'll hit you with a bat, a real bat right now. Right. Let's go do it. So that was.
I was terrified.
It became a very fun thing.
I go, well, there's just a holdup. And he goes, no holdup. We can get it right now. I went to go get a bat. And I was like, oh, no.
So it turned out to be fun for us, and we have great stories to tell.
Now, speaking of people who have great stories to tell, what was it like just seeing Josh Hamilton back here and getting all of that love from the crowd and everything like that?
That was really cool, and this is a little plug. You know, Evan Grant and I are doing a podcast now every week.
How excited are you that you can still
give
really
him the cool.
business?
It's really cool, and one of the coolest – you know, I've been able to – Josh hadn't done a whole lot in 5 or 6 years. And when he agreed to come on the podcast, I was a little surprised, I have to admit. And I wondered, are we going to pull this off? And he was, like, very engaged as I set it all up. And Josh is kind of an open – it's just the way he is. And he was so good that day. And I could tell he's in such a good place that when he came back this past Saturday, you could see it, how the joy that he has – to coming back. And that's kind of what I'm trying to do, guys. You know, I want the former play, you know, our legends to come back. And, you know, watching the video on the board as he was before we gave him his jacket, I'm trying to recall, you know, you know what he did with the bat.
Oh, yeah.
But it was the defense, too, the catches he made and going into the walls and running from first to third, you know, and how he could carry a ball club. You know, it was amazing, and you could tell he was pretty touched by it.
And I was glad to see it too, because there's two particular things that I think maybe hindered people's thoughts of him for a while. One of them was not his fault whatsoever. I mean, people seem to forget that after we didn't get it done in Game 6, while Game 6 was still going on, he comes right back out there, hits a home run that, again, should have re-won the
game.
Can
you imagine if that had been the that had been the final story of that World Series?
And so I wonder if that, which is not his fault, kind of took, like, didn't put him in the right, you know, the right appreciation for fans. And then, of course, the unfortunateness of signing with the Angels, should have put a ring on it. That's what I said.
But he did come back in 15, and he tried to come back in 16. And, you know, Josh has had, we all know, things off
for
the
field.
You know, but he seems to be in a really good place. And I told him, I said, look, we want you to. And he would have been here for Elvis's Hall of Fame ceremony in late June, but he was away with his daughter. He's been a softball dad this off season, which is kind of fun, going around to tournaments this summer. So I hope we'll see more of him, because his presence is still, it's amazing.
I remember, and I talked about this with Will Clark, thanks to you, we got to do these a bunch of great interviews during COVID and a couple of years after. It's been a lot of fun. But Will Clark kept saying after games, this is a cast of characters. And he kept using that line, and every one of those guys was a unique guy. That 10, that 11 group, they were all unique characters too. Ian Kinsler, his competitiveness, Michael Young's ability to basically be the president in some way, shape, or form. I've always thought that was like, he's great politics.
And we had Kinsler on this week.
Yes.
So it's up there if you want to.
Absolutely.
But he talked about that 10, 11, 12 period where – you know, it was a tough, and you kind of compare it, but it was such a tough offense.
Yes.
Because you had guys that could carry the team, but you also had guys like Ian and Elvis who were just pesky, right? Who could get on base, who could steal a base, who could keep that lineup moving.
So the guys like Napoli, you don't remember
the pitching from those. I mean, we had Cliff Lee and we had CJ, but it was that offensive group that carried those teams.
Yeah, and that's the
you better say Derek Holland as well. We'll get in trouble for that.
Derek Holland. Right?
Yeah, no, that group was an absolute blast. Watching, I've been kind of curious because you've experienced a lot of different groups over this time. Is there one that kind of does stand out? I mean, that 23 World Series obviously sticks out for sure.
Yeah, you've had periods in team history, you know, the late 90s when we finally won and for the first time in the playoffs and that 10-11. 23 was really special because that's what kind of gives you hope,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
You know, there's not a dominant team in the American League. You're only 3.5 out of the wild card. Seattle has caught Houston now, so in the West. So I'm still very optimistic about this club. And that's kind of what happened. If you remember in 23, we were not playing well in September.
True.
The Astros caught us. And then you just kind of got on that roll. And with the pitching and defense you have in those games in the postseason, you know, if you can just kind of get there and put it together. But that 23 run was so special. I mean, you know, you go to Tampa, they're a really good team. You sweep them, and then you have to play the team with the best record. The American
that everybody
League,
thought
first two games
was, yeah,
in Baltimore.
Yeah,
At that point, when we beat the Orioles in game one up there, I felt, you know, we got a shot here because, you know, we're kind of on a roll here and we're getting the good pitching. But, over the years, you go through a lot of highs and lows. And I've been lucky. I mean, there's been a lot.
Yeah.
And it's fun to, like you say, talk to the guys that have been here before and just remember their memories of how special it was to play for the Rangers.
Yeah, even I saw Tex was on with you guys and how even his memory of being here, even though he got to go on to play with the Yankees.
Right.
But, you know, that was a lot of fun to see him kind of revisit that, too.
To go along with that, how excited are you that you get to do this alongside Evan Grant? Because we've all seen
not
you.
That excited.
I was going to say, we've seen you guys go back and forth a few times.
Evan tends to pontificate a little bit. And like we get to the end of these things and they're like an hour. And I said, we got to edit this. I mean, we can't do this. So we have to take out a lot of Evan's pontification.
Makes sense.
Honestly, it's fun. It's fun to do because I tell the players we have on, you got to give Evan a little grief here, you know, like you did in the clubhouse.
Well, I remember this was another one of my favorite stories from spring training, and I hope it's okay to say this. I don't remember what the situation was, but Evan Grant seemed like his job that day was to really kind of piss you off. And at one point, you just left the room, and he sat there for a minute, and then he got up and he goes, "Wait, John, hold on," because I think he knew that he had, like, really just irritated you that day for whatever reason.
Yeah, we've had a lot of those over the years, and I tell Rich and I talk about it now because now it's Rich's problem on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
I only have to deal with it for an hour every week, right?
Right.
Hey, so there's a sign over my shoulder that says it's baseball time in Texas, and there is a man that says that, and we all love that moment. He has an opportunity in front of him, and we need to help him out a little bit. What can we do to get Chuck Morgan into the Texas Sports Hall of Fame?
I vote. I mean, I guess, you know, I mean, that's the thing.
That makes sense.
You know, he has had a special place. I mean, you talk about Rangers history and what he did back in when he got here in the 80s, and people don't realize he used to do that dot race every night by hand. He had this.
Are you kidding me?
This hand-read track.
I didn't know that.
He used cinnamon for the track, and he would like frame by. There were no cameras.
What?
So there was he would like move these dots, and it would take. He was so meticulous, and that's how the dot race started on the board.
I never knew that.
It was like our first video board. This was 1984, I think it was, and that's how the. But his passion for the game has never waned.
Right.
And again, he's, you know, you go through good times and bad, and you know, I felt, you know, he got his, when he did his 3,000th consecutive game, it was in 2020. So we were cardboard cutouts for cheering.
Yeah.
We did a ceremony and everything. But yeah, I mean, in terms of impact on this organization, there's no, and he would be a really special addition to the Texas Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Kevin, that was the as happy as I was for the Rangers to win that World Series when we were standing out there doing the show, and then he gets up to announce everybody.
Yeah.
That kind of made me tear up watching him get that chance to introduce that World Series champion.
Right, and
team.
When I have an opportunity to put Chuck in situation, like I said Chuck is the ideal guy, and he'll be the ideal guy when we unveil the Beltre statue next week. He will be the MC for that as well.
It's awesome.
I could listen to this for so much longer. Tell people where can they, if they haven't heard it, hopefully they have. If they haven't caught your podcast yet, where can they go find it?
It's called Sports Day Rangers, and it's on the Dallas Morning News podcast. You can also get it on Spotify, and it's been a lot of fun doing it. I got to give one more plug
for
the belt. We're unveiling the Adrian Beltre statue a week from Friday, August 22nd at 2:30. From where you guys are, it's going to be right out here on the North Plaza.
Nice.
And it's open to the public. We're going to open the parking lots early, cash parking lots early, so people can come. And I invite people to come out and just because it's going to be a cool moment. I'm not going to share the pose.
Okay.
But it's a pose which I think people will recognize, and the statue will be of a size where people can go up and touch his head.
Oh, okay.
It's not going to be one of these big Tom Brady statues where if you wanted to touch his head, you'd have to get on a big ladder. You know that?
Yes, that thing's too tall.
It's a life size statue, but it's going to be a great photo op. So 2:30 on the 22nd, and it's open to the public. So please come out.
Amazing stories. That dot race with the cinnamon.
Yeah,
you have him on sometime.
Yes,
tell him how the dot race started. This is way before the live dots and all this other stuff.
Because, yeah, we were kids out in those bleachers watching that.
Right.
You know, and then we were so invested in that. Just right. Wow, that's
the big blue stadium. Yes.
And that's 40 years, almost, it's 40 years ago.
Yeah.
So, and
there.
He keeps, you know, he's still as passionate as he was then.
Man, Jonathan.
And those were bad Ranger teams.
You know, they were great in my heart, though.
Oh, yeah.
Old Steve Buschel.
For a while, there's nobody who couldn't tell me that Ruben Sierra wasn't the best player in Major League Baseball. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. John Blake right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.